Just before I get into some of the more subtle parts in Hevov, just an overriding picture of what Shlomo HaMelech is doing here. The very beginning is Lodas Chochma Musa. And Chochma, as he goes on, Chochma Satera, Musa is, as the Gemara says, Sholipo Reshes Yetzara. Vahobin Yerebino. Is basically what we'll see. To me, this talks. He's talked a lot about Torah before he gets into other things. And the Gro go, and the Gro and all the Mefarshim Mishlei are very, very consistent at the beginning. He's talking about Torah. Torah has. Without a person having Avonas HaTorah, it's not possible for him to move on in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. At the end of Dalet, he says, after Yichayim Heim L'motzeim, we're talking about Torah. Mikol Mishma Nitzol Abecha Menu Totos Chaim. Hose Mimcha Ikshus Pe Ufus Vesach. Ikshus Pe is Mitzemes. Continually throughout, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Midas Emes and Havanas HaTorah go hand in hand." A person who A cannot function with Midas Emes is not going to get to Havanas HaTorah. A person without Havanas HaTorah is not going to be able to implement Midas Emes in his life. And then in Hay and Vav, he talks about really two things. But first, he talks about Midas Emes. And talking about the Midas Emes, he warns. Basically, that the gains a person, and there he's talking very, very much in terms of practical terms in Olamaza, that there are two basic types that a human being has, three basic types that a human being has, as the Gro puts it down. The physical types you have, that's achila, that's noshim. Is what God calls chemdo, which is not a physical desire for money. And then there's certain intellectual typhus that you have. Say, well, so suru achri levavchem, achri neichem. One is minus and one is nus. Minus means the Torah is a very tough intellectual discipline in two directions. First of all, it's an intellectual discipline, just not Havanas HaTorah itself. And then his intellectual discipline. In Minos, not just going off and being poetical. Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Swarm Harad, Chibru of the Kochavim, Mavodasa. They wrote many, many about the lomdis of their services. Sivanu Akadish Borch Sholo Likros Bos and Swarm Klau. The Haraba, Little Bedovim and Torah. That's number one. Fafil his taka with Mushat Sura also. That even, let's say, you go into, people always want to go into the Sistine Chapel of the Vatican, Michelangelo's beautiful paintings. It says, Fafil his taka with Mushat Sura also. Shenemar, al tifnu olivim. You know, Zenema, ketidosh loveihem leimor. Seeing anything positive in it. Shedova ze, goring li pono sacharel, lasus kemoshen osim shenemo ve esachen gamoni. Previously, he says. We'll begin to think that there are other powers running the world. One is to recognize that human mind has limitations. And just like there is a Yetzirah in terms of physical Yetzirah, so too intellectual Yetzirah, because Torah is a big Machayef. Torah being a big Machayef obligates us in a very strict way how to conduct our lives. Would we be absolutely intellectually honest? We'll be able to see with clarity what we should do, what we shouldn't do, the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amitas HaTorah. But a person is a confluence of many different influences. And the desire for a person to be Porik all, to live a free life, and to justify that free life, is very great. Where is Chazal coming from when I say that? Very, very simple. We have one of the most amazing stories in Chumash, in Baal Peor. Bilam wants to give a cloak to Chai Yisrael. He sees Shochem Mishvotov, Matobu Alecha Yad, nothing he can do. So what does he do? He tells Bolok, Kayim Shalelu Sonei Zim. Kadosh Baruch Hu hates Zim. So we have the most small of the most medium going out. And all of a sudden they worship the most disgusting Avodah Zarah possible. These are people for 40 years have been in the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar, they've seen Nisim, whether it's the Mon, the Mayim, the Ananakov, everything. They've been learning Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu 40 years. They have 24,000 women. They end up with Baal Peor. Because Torah puts tight limits on what you can do. and people want to rebel against those limits. They want to rebel against those limits, so they have to justify the rebelling against those limits, and they come with all sorts of excuses. So how does all of a sudden this group of people begin being mazana with the Benos Midyan and Benos Moav? So the Chazal tell us, have to come up with all lamdas of Baal Peor, etc. So what Shlomo HaMelech is first insisting on in terms of Limud HaTorah, in terms of honesty in Limud HaTorah, and honesty in life, emes is a midah. And people in one area of life get used to shekhar, and every area of life get used to shekhar. In every life, in every area of life getting used to shekhar, so the balance between emes and shekhar. Can't have someone who in his financial dealings is molei shekhar, is dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu molei emes. I've never seen it. And that's number one. And that is Shlomo HaMelech talks in terms of Torah and Emes. Then he talks, V'yata bonim shimuli v'al tasuru mi'im ripi harkek mi'alecho darkecho v'al tikra v'al pesa feisa. Chazal talk about this in two main ways. So Gemara in Avodah Zarah. One is talking in terms of Minos, and one's talking in terms of Znos. It says, Harchek Meloa Darkechos. So if you take a look in Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah is very clear. And when it says Harkmer Laudachecha and in Perek Vov, let's say Posuk of Dale Vov of Dale. After it talks about Torah, it says, "It's halachah time chalusha, b'shachva tishma lecha, v'kitzosi tizochecha, ki ne'mitzvah Torah or rechayim tochos musa, v'shmorcha me'eshes ro v'chalkas loshon nokriya." Nishra. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, he says Zebavu kihi rosh laveiros. He takes the pasuk in his parish. Pasuk is absolutely literal. And he says, one, a person has to understand there's a lot of physical types. And if a person mind can be preoccupied by a certain number of things. A mind preoccupied by Torah, and a mind not preoccupied by business. Mind preoccupied with his nose cannot be preoccupied with time. It's a steer. No. And this year at the we had our question and answer period on the winter. Someone wanted to ask me a question, you know, but he didn't want to ask the question and say it. So he asked the question was said, you know, I was working with a group of modern Orthodox kids. They want to know what's wrong with having a girlfriend. Otherwise, I want to know what's wrong with having a girlfriend. So I answered him like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a strong tie between men and women. A strong pull. Why? Goes back to the Bria. In the Bria, he took Chava from Adam. It says, Al Kein Yazav Yish Yisov Yimo V'Dovach V'Yishto Royul Bo'Sarach. The Yisod of normal life is a family. And Titus Noshim was put into the Bria by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guarantee and be the basis of a family. But it's a physical reality. And being a physical reality, it is something that's not necessarily limited to husband and wife. Now, there's something called taif in this world. And if it's used within the way the Torah wants, it's a constructive part of life, it's the basis of family, it's a type of relationship, and can be done by Kedusha v'Tahara. Abused like a lot of things. He totally twists the person and destroys that relationship and leads to multiple aveiros, etc. So, according to Rabbi Yonah, when the first thing Torah does, and the insistence previously on MS and MS and MS, it enables a person to deal with Taivas Nashim. Now, Taivas Nashim goes back to the Bria. There's a reason for Yonah Tznius. Yonah Tznius means Taivas Nashim. That a person recognizes that Taivas Nashim is a power. Should be limited to husband and wife and not flaunted in public. Because then it is flaunted in a way that destroys the relationship between husband and wife, number one. Number two is something else. Every human being has an image of himself. Guf and Neshama. And you need to say, how do I view myself? Who am I? I'm a Guf, I'm a Neshama. What's an amazing thing is in a world that we live in, which is mole princes and snus, where the emphasis is a human being is nothing but a goof and not a neshama. There is the animal rights have taken very twisted dimension. Something happened that past week. It's an amazing story. There was a mother with a few children in Cincinnati Zoo. One of her children began misbehaving. She turned for a second to take care of the child and off with him. And she turned around to find the other children. One of the children had jumped over the fence into an area where there was a gorilla. Now, this gorilla began pulling the child and became quite agitated. and the people from the zoo came and they tried to do something, they realized they had nothing, they couldn't do anything but shoot the gorilla. Okay? In other eras of human life, one would have thought that's normal. We have a twisted world today. Immediately, within a short amount of time, 400,000 people signed a petition against the zoo. Articles are written everywhere that you have to understand, you have to look at it in this broader context, that this wasn't Stamba Gorilla, had a certain white hair on its back, it's an endangered species, and the child's not an endangered species. When people so view themselves as nothing but behemoths, they have a tremendous sense of identification with animals. And now going to everything that's been, you see people's perspective. Who and what a human being is. It begins with a misplaced view of the relationship between Intaivus Noshim and here it says, first thing a person has to understand is, I've been telling you how to lead a life. I've been insisting on the importance of Limud HaTorah. And after I tell you Limud HaTorah is the most fantastic thing for Olam Haba, let me tell you what it does in this world. That, and all of a sudden, it says, in the simple shot, the literal shot, and that's what Ben Yonah here in Pirkei Avos says, talking about, that is the simple guide for dealing with Taivas Moshe. Number one, very simple. And don't think that's a small thing, and Rabbi Yonah has an Arichas here, unbelievable Arichas. Barak and Barak and Barak love. Unbelievable Arichas. Jesus. Okay. Now. But then, there's another aspect. The other aspect is, who's this Isha Ra? Isha Ra is Avodah Zarah. Minus. Losa Surah Kulfah. Koboel lo Yeshuvo lo Yasigor Choschai. Once you get too involved in it, there's no way back. And the Gemara Avodah Zarah Dafites. It refers to two things, nus and minus. Minus means that everyone has to have a mental picture how they view the world. And once the entire view of the world comes from Torah, so he thinks about it in certain ways. But once one becomes totally involved in Minus, at that point was Chazal were fighting a whole Christian view of the world. And people who try to convert to Christianity, Minus in that specific term was talking about Christianity, therefore, but in each generation means something else. So the whole way of viewing the world becomes different. It comes from the point of view of Christianity. And to pull themselves out of it is very, very difficult. It's not impossible. Sometimes that becomes your whole metzius and your whole being. And that's a story Gemara tells about Rav Elazar ben Durja. Rav Elazar ben Durja says, Lohiniach zona achas ba'olam shelo ba'olam. His entire life was this. Happened. High life was nus. It wasn't a zona achas b'olam shelo ba'olam. Amachas, it tells a story. Shoma, shem zona achas b'kirchei yam. There's a far off zona. And she took a fortune for her services, and he went. Right before whatever happened, there was a wind blowing through a window, and he remembered, and he realized the emptiness of his life. Yoshi Ben Shneor, he said, Ben Shneor, he said, Shemayim Vares, help me do tshuva. They say, we have our own problems, you've got to do tshuva yourself. He says, Paramahavos, help me do tshuva. Yomim and Aris, help me do every, and everyone says, we got our problems. No, you got to do tshuva yourself. Oma, he said, in the Dovah Torah would be, he's telling, everything is dependent on me. He sat, and cried, and Yotzu Nishmas. Yotzu Batskol V'Amra, Batskol came home and said, Shrecha Rebbe Loza Ben Georgia, Yuzech Dolam Ha. Shomer Rebbe, Rebbe heard this, Rebbe Kaddish heard it. Yama, and he says, that Yeshkona Lama Bar Bishan, some people spend the whole life being Olam Haba Yeshkona B'Shachas. Some do it in 1 second. Korum La Rebbe. The Batskol says, Rebbe loves it, Ben Georgia. What's Chazal telling us? Here's a man whose entire personality, his whole Metzius, had turned into Radifasasness. Does that mean Shuvah is impossible? Shuvah is always possible. But he had to rebuild his, he had to rebuild himself. And since that had been his entire Metzius, it wasn't to rebuild me, you should have to begin with something. You didn't find anything inside him except Shuvah to rebuild. And that, and he died brokenhearted. He could, there was nothing to build. As I'll say, now that's not what a person who wasn't a conflicted person. He was consumed in a total way. As I'll say the same thing about Venus. That once a person's mind is totally oriented in a way, and moves in a certain direction, he can realize it's all sheker. Then to rebuild, we need some building blocks to get started with. The Chazal are telling us lishmo chameishes roa means nos. It means the foreign ideas, and culture. Mechelkas loshon nochriya. From a very slippery language. Al tachmod yofyoch vulvavecha, val tikacha ba'afapecha. And it's referring here to two things. A foreign woman, very attractive, and a foreign culture that's very attractive. Al tachmod yofyoch, the Bira Levi, and the beautiful poem. Time of Rabbi Alevi in Spain, Greek culture was the big attraction. But don't be seduced. Has no fruit, but only flowers. Very beautiful. When you bite into it, you bite into an apple, something there. Bite into a rose, nothing there. Very beautiful, right? A beautiful flower. And the pasuk here is talking about two things. Let me see. Even a third thing. And but the two things Chazal and Gemara and Avodah Zarah say it's referring to, and simultaneously, is nus and natera. Even natera preoccupies one's mind, fills one's mind, and prevents you from being the mind being preoccupied by snus, by taiva, the mind being preoccupied by foreign, the attraction of superficial, the superficial attraction of foreign culture. And each one in its own way. Nowadays, the word addiction is a very powerful word. And people use it as an excuse. A certain well-known individual in the New York area who was very active in Jewish communal life, who unfortunately got involved in a lot of compromising situations with many married women. And a few years ago was a major scandal. I talked on this. Remember, I was sitting a year ago with my brother-in-law, the Minsky Rebbe, who Chris came to. And so obviously when this thing came, it was very clear this person had to come up with some intellectual way of this. And he said, listen, I'm a sick person. I'm addicted to multiple women. That was his way of saying it. And then I was talking to my brother-in-law, says, where halacha does it talk about this? I said, it talks about a very simple, it's called taiva. What does it mean? What is he saying? Saying exactly this. Here's the. There's such a thing called Pirachashis. Rabbi Yonah said, Pirachash is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. I have to willingly take my life in my hands, to control it. And I can't say, well, you know, my mind's preoccupied, there's nothing to do about it. And no. Pirachash is always possible. Nowadays, the number of quotes, Yeshiva Bacham, who have internet addiction grows by leaps and bounds. And it's a real thing. And when we say Harachim, we do have Besa, and it's only Yeshiva Bacham, what happens when they get married? What happens when their wives will realize their husband is addicted to every piece of schmutz on the internet? I mean, there's no Bechir Chavshas. That's Bechir Chavshas. But you have to willfully want Bechir Chavshas. You have to take the steps to get your life in your hands. Of course, when the moment your mind becomes preoccupied with one thing, to swing it being preoccupied with terror, it's next to impossible. But it begins because your mind's not preoccupied with terror. But once it is, there's no such thing as no. No such thing as Bechir Chavshas. Of course, it's Bechir Chavshas. Rechashis, as Rabbi Nina says, a mitzvah. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to willfully take your life in your hands. But what Shlomo HaMelech says, that the first way to do it, before that, next time we'll talk about what he says before that in terms of Ganev and Mormon and Seth Havasamon. Koshem Ali Becho Tomid. Ondeim Al Gargo El Secho. Salecho, we say this at a sea of Tan Cholzla. Yeshach for Tishmalech, the Kitzelsi Tisatach. He in a mitzvah Torah order. Talking about preoccupation with Torah. The occupation theory is the first thing that you have to show for me, Ashes, Ro, me, Chokas, Hashem, and an internet addiction isn't new. When the Gemara talks in Avodah Zarah about this, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordi, he was also addicted. What does addicted mean? You become so consumed by something. Become so much a part of your personality that You can't be Mesiach Dachshin. Now, certain things are physical. It could be, I'm not sure, I'm not an expert. Many years ago, the only time I had a drug issue here in Yeshiva, it was on 20 years ago. I thought Bocha comes into my office and says, you know, so-and-so loses right at the beginning of Elul. Came back from America, being a smanim, and found this in his room. It's marijuana. I've never dealt with this before. So, most things in this world, when I don't know what to do, so I go to find out who's an expert and who... So, I went to the person immediately. I found out who's the number one addiction expert in Yerushalayim, and I went to him. It's an interesting story. So, I'm talking to him. Here's the man. He was deeply on drugs. And he lived in Miami. And he was, quote, addicted, couldn't do anything about it. Until one day, his wife woke up and said, I can't. She walked down on him with her three kids. And went straight to divorce court. And the judge wasn't too sympathetic to him. And she moves off. And Adayomi doesn't know where they are. That's when he hit bottom. Since he has to pull his life together. So, 2 weeks before, he also had priuchavshis. A year before, he also had priuchavshis. He didn't have the motivation to do something about his priuchavshis. And he began in a whole process of putting his life together. And he spent the rest of his time explaining to people all the horrors of it. Man, okay. Then he said, you have this stuff that I go out. I said, yeah. Oh, he says, get that away from me. I said, why? He said, you have to understand, I spent the last 20, however long it was of life, preaching and getting people off of drugs, etc. That's very good quality, high quality stuff. And I'm not sure I could stand up to it. What does it mean? Did he have Bechir Chashis? Because he had Bechir Chashis. Did he have Bechir Chashis to pull his life together? Had Bechir Chashis afterwards to keep his life pulled together? And had Bechir Chashis to tell me, keep that, keep me away from that. Okay. Everything depends on how much you want to exercise your Bechir Chashis. Same thing is about everything. So when people tell me, oh, they're addicted to this, they're addicted to shmutz on the internet. Okay. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't believe it. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Bechir Chashis in this world. Bechir Chashis depends, just like this man. He was into every type of drug in the world. 2 months before his wife walked out on him with the kids, it said there's nothing I can do about it. Why? Because his motivation wasn't enough. Once he had something that motivated him, motivation was enough. So it's all a question of your decision to exercise your Bechir Chavshis. Doesn't mean, now some person may be hard to say, Bechir Chavshis, that's it. Other people have to take other practical steps too. But that's what Rabbi Yonah says. Bechosh is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. To want to do it, you have to. Bucharta b'chayim. It's a willful choice to not get pulled into certain lifestyles. And what Mishlei says, the way, and Rabbi Yonah here, says, it's an amazing thing. Because Rabbi Yonah says, you have to understand, Taivas Nus is not a minor part of life. It's a very omnipresent thing. And the Shmira for it, Notzor b'nei mitzvah sovichov al titosh Torah simbech. Kol shein, that's Torah. Karshim alibcha tomid. Andem al gagro socha, besalecha tam chausla, shachra tishmalach, vetzelzitisichach. In a mitzvah Torah, oh, he says, I promise you Olam Haba. But in Olam Haza, what am I telling you? Vishmocha me'esh Yisrael. The way a person gets control of his life, not to live his life as a behemoth by being preoccupied with Torah. The Gemara says, aye, that's all it does. No, it does. Torah does other things. But Rabbeinu Yona says, all the other pshatim will go through. The Gemara says, and Chazal tell us, it's involved here, never the pshuto shemikras also.